little peace train.
Ooh. All right. Welcome to episode 17 of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, thanks for listening.
Happy 4 weeks in one, or 4 months in 1 week.
Thanks, man. Means a lot.
Thank you.
Can't wait for the 6 month. Big party planned. If you're not our friends and family, again, thank you for listening. We're not sure why you're listening, but thank you. If you are our friends and family, you got a good one coming up. Special, a little hint here, a little summer episode, because summer starts on Thursday. Let's look forward to summer.
And we love summer.
We just love summer. Summer's a hot time. Didn't mean that.
Grant, what's your update?
Vegas was fun.
Vegas was a blast. We've already started to plan what we want to do with the boys next. It was an absolute blast. It was just an all-around good time. Easy going. We didn't lose all our money.
I mean, you didn't.
I didn't lose all my money.
it was definitely a good time. I came back. I was helping my friend's family with some stuff, and my friend's mom is like, "Oh, like you went to Vegas. I never pegged you as a gambler." I'm like, shit. Is it time to check myself into rehab?
They try to check me to rehab. Wait,
no.
I messed that up.
Yeah. But
just rewind that.
We'll cut that.
editing skills.
But yeah, I've never been pegged as a gambler before. I felt a little dirty about it, but I guess I'm just going to embrace it and keep going.
I felt great.
Other than that, I've been helping my parents move. That's been fun. Not by the next episode, but by the 19th episode, we'll have changed my permanent address. So.
Because technically, you still live with your parents.
Don't. Other than that,
anyone who's listening, Grant.
I came back from Vegas the Monday after we got back from Vegas. My ceiling started leaking, and it just now stopped leaking. A week later.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been a really fun couple weeks. I'm having a blast. What's up with you, Chuck?
So, a bunch of you probably know I'm not the most, like, well-diversed movie watcher.
No way.
I find my movies, kind of like my music. I find my music, I find my movies, and I watch them.
Stick to
them. I'm loyal. I'm loyal to my movies. So, my friends at work today, we made a list of all the movies I need to watch, and we're kind of going to start, like, a mini movie club.
That's fun.
We're going to watch movies.
That's fun. I want to highlight, by the way, I only said that it's been a fun couple weeks in a sarcastic way because the leaky roof. Everything else actually is pretty fun.
That's good.
And exciting.
Yeah. Celebrated a birthday this weekend with some friends. That was a good time. Pretty much all my basketball team, my intramural basketball team,
no.
My work league. We suck.
You that bad?
We're not good. We're 0-4. We have 5 games. We have a point differential of minus 30.
Oh, God.
We
what
almost
is it, what's the point differential when you're on the court versus when you're not on the court? You keep that stat?
Probably like minus 25.
Oh, that's a good 15-point swing.
It's 3-on-3, and there's only 4 of us on our team, and so I play a lot.
Well, I bet.
And so, yeah. But I did have 10 big points in the last game.
10 big ones. Congrats.
We were winning. We were up 2 with 2 minutes to play.
And you lost?
And we lost by 2.
Oh.
We choked. We had never tasted the late game lead before, and we choked it away.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my heart's out to you and your team. Maybe you'll get them next time.
We'll get one. I'll keep you guys updated.
Keep us updated. Really big update for the show. Really big update for the show. We had 402 views today.
From where, Grant?
Today. Half of them came from Germany. I'm assuming we're clickbait of some sort, so they saw your face on the internet, and just a bunch of German people are like, wow, look at this guy who once learned German in college.
Das ist ein guter Mensch.
I hope they all heard that.
Wait.
All right. Let's go to the podium.
Mensch may or may not be girl. I can't remember. No, Mädchen. Okay. I got it. Don't worry. I was right.
All right. What's our podium today, Chuck?
Podium today, favorite bar drinks.
Ooh. Hot topic.
Heads or tails, Grant?
I got heads. Fuck, it's going to be tails.
It's Heads.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I know which one you're taking.
This would be a hot one to take, but since I'm a gentleman.
You're going to take it. Just take it. Just take it. I want you to have it.
Jameson. Oh. Just straight Jameson.
Jameson's on the rocks.
You can have it on the rocks. You can have it not on the rocks. It's just great all around.
JMO is a popular one. It's a good one.
And you take a shot of Jameson, feel alive, you could go back to work, you know? I hope my boss doesn't listen.
I'm not going to be a gentleman. I'm going to take the first one that we both deserve.
Oh, yeah.
The G&T, the gin and tonic.
That's
if we're getting picky, I'm going Beefeater.
Hendricks over here.
I'm not picky. See, you have a little higher class taste than I do.
Of course. Well, I mean. gin and tonic is just a staple of like our everyday life.
Great, yeah, we World Series, man. Oh,
Hendricks and tonic, and
I was good Beefeater.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Next, how about a little Manhattan?
You're fancy.
Might be in downtown Des Moines, but I can still live it up with a Manhattan.
Yeah, sure.
I love a good Manhattan.
We're gonna go. I'm going super basic with this. My next one.
Uh oh.
Like just basic. Rum and Coke.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's not too basic. That's just a classic. It's a staple.
It's a classic, but it's like.
I thought you were going to say, like, vodka cranberry or something.
No, I got a vodka lemonade. Okay.
Yeah.
Vodka lemonade. Hold the vodka, please.
Hold the vodka. Just want a lemonade. all right. This is just a staple of any time you go out. Just a little draft beer.
That was my third one.
It's like having a kegger in a restaurant or a bar, you know. You get a nice glass, you get to drink a beer. It doesn't matter if it's a Bud Light or Bush Light or an IPA, you know. It's always good.
Yeah,
refreshing.
My third one is like, if we're going to like a cocktail restaurant kind of place, whatever the house special is. I'm not that picky of a drinker, so I just whatever I'm going with. Like this weekend, had my first ever mojito. It was delicious.
Your first ever mojito? You never had one before?
Uh-uh. The Rainforest Cafe does mojitos well.
Why were you at the Rainforest? All right, I'm not going to ask.
I guess that was last weekend, but...
Yeah. Either way. Well, that's cool. Mojitos are sweet. I'll give them two. They probably make a short list of summer drinks, but we're going on a broader category.
Fine. Okay, fine. I'll do... Just the shots of tequila at the bar.
Ooh, that's good. Wow. You can do those any time of the year because your stomach's still going to be warm up.
You have that one or two friends in your group that always go, you get to the bar like, shots of tequila. And you're like.
You really hate that person in that moment. And you also hate that person when you wake up the next day and your breath still tastes like tequila.
Yeah.
And you had like 15 drinks afterwards. Well, maybe five. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, no, but you have, like, Nick Jackson.
Oh, just immediate. God, that guy. Forgot about
that. Yeah, that does fit with the category a little better.
Oh, yeah. Any honorable mentions?
I was going to do just the classic beer. That's all I really drink.
Seven and sevens. I like seven and sevens.
Any free drink.
Oh, that's true. Any bar drink that's free, I love it.
It's a good one.
When your buddy walks up to you, hey, drink this. All right. And that's how guys get drugged. All right.
Oh, God.
Let's jump into the interview here, and we'll get it going. And now we welcome on a good friend of ours, a very timely person to join the show. As the first day of summer is on Thursday, we welcome on Summer Ellefson.
And it was also your birthday this weekend, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You're old.
Old.
Summer, so I opened up the show and I accidentally was talking about the humidity that's been happening in the summer. And I said, yeah, it's a hot summer. And I didn't – it wasn't – I didn't mean it. Nice. So on that, we'll get into some questions here. Summer, what would you say your favorite Charlie and Me moment is? Yeah,
thank you.
We started to end that segment.
I wore my glasses because I got smart.
That's okay. Throwback Thursday.
So what about in a more broad manner outside of this podcast?
Oh, wait, like my favorite.
Just a favorite story that contains Grant and I.
Oh, God. Together or separate?
Let's keep this family rated, but yeah. I don't remember that.
I wore a helmet.
That's good.
Sorry, not from Saturday, but I won't do that because I'm nice. My favorite Grant moment?
Uh-oh.
Probably freshman year. Do we really want to do this?
We don't.
I don't know how bad is it. My mom listens to this.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe we should, like, preface this beforehand.
I thought everyone knew this question was coming.
Yeah, that's true.
Summer, I had a really fun time with you running track in college and all the responsible dinners we had before track meets. Never, I don't know.
Feaster.
Feaster. Friendsgiving.
Grant had a great turkey.
Yes. Feaster. Grant's a great DJ.
Yeah, I've never gotten that response before. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think you're a great DJ. I feel like I have a lot of memories of you above that in that weird corner.
We have a lot of memories of Grant in the weird corner end statement.
I think that's a good place to leave this.
And so, Summer, now I have a question for you. You recently moved to the Chicago suburbs. I want to know, what do you think about moving out here?
She hates it.
Really?
I'm going to just throw that out there. Yeah, I don't love it. But that's okay. I don't have to live here forever. Maybe if I was, like, in the city more or something. But we're kind of in a dumpy area.
Just come visit more then.
Yeah. It gives you an excuse to visit Charlie.
I live in a thriving metropolis suburb.
Yeah. Charlie came to visit on Saturday. It was the best night of my life.
What a guy. What a guy.
He brought a bottle of wine, but we didn't have a wine opener.
I tried to be a wine guy, and
well, I couldn't. A true wine guy would bring his own decanter and wine opener.
It was a white wine. You don't need a decanter, okay?
Ooh, all right. Respect. So, anyway, maybe just a twist off next time.
The thing is, I was a 50-50 on which one to get, and one was a twist off. It's like, I literally had the thought, nah, they have to have a wine opener. They'll be fine.
Nope.
Yeah, you live and you learn. You live and you learn.
Yes, you do.
So, Summer, I'm a really big Bruce Willis fan. The Sixth Sense is one of my favorite movies.
Don't ruin it for me. I haven't seen it.
Well, anyway, I see dead people. And I hear that you get to see dead people every day. What's that like?
Oh. Well, yeah. Mostly I just work on one dead body.
Nice.
they're like definitely smothered in formaldehyde, so we smell really bad. Like my hair, I shower like 3 times a day because my hair and my hands and my face smell like formaldehyde. It's horrible. But other than that, it's really interesting. My lab partner's afraid of my cadaver, so that's not good. But
it's not ideal.
Yeah, no. I think I'll probably donate my body to science just because it's such a great specimen.
Good one. I've legit thought about it, though. That'd be, why not?
Yeah, it's really helpful after seeing what we do to the body. They definitely wouldn't do that with myself.
Well, can't they, like, cremate you after that, or don't they?
Yeah, we do. Like, all the stuff we carve out, we throw in a bucket, and then we cremate it.
Grant, it's okay. Hold it in. Hold it in.
Wow, I was not expecting that portion. Good for you. You have a stronger stomach than I. How's PA school otherwise, besides the dead people? How are the live people? Are they fun?
Yes. Yeah, everyone's super cool. Besides, like, obviously there's a few unique people, but...
You should share this podcast with those people.
You shouldn't talk about Kayla like that.
Because we're unique.
No, not Kayla. Kayla's great. But yeah, no, everyone's really wonderful.
Good. There's
this one guy who's like 40.
What's like the overall like age demographic kind of for your class?
That was the whole story?
You can guess.
The average age is 27, I think.
Okay.
So, we're like on the younger end, but I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of, we all get along.
That's good.
Yeah. So far. I heard there's this like nap room. There's an
room. Oh.
Wait, you only heard about this? You don't like live in there?
No, so like I just was going to go in it today and my friend was like, no, don't go in there. It's not for napping.
Oh.
Oh, it's a safe space room.
Oh.
For crying.
Yeah, I don't know. There's like a lock on the door. I don't know. Yeah, I have no clue.
Yeah, don't go in there alone.
It's the on-call room.
Yeah, I think it is.
All right, next.
moving on, Summer. Kind of going on with the summer pun, because, you know, okay. Summer starts this week.
Yeah.
If you were to be a season, which season would you be and why?
I would be autumn. Because I feel like... It's so, you get to wear sweaters, it's like so cozy, and I feel like it's a great season, because like the weather's really nice, and it's stable, there's no like, storms or...
I thought we're gonna, I really didn't expect that. Maybe winter, maybe winter, because it's not really a name, but now autumn, I feel like we need to change your first name.
I would have picked autumn for you too, Summer.
Thank you.
Now
I
feel...
think if I have a daughter ever, I'll name her Autumn.
Ooh.
I like that move.
It's bold, but why not?
All right. The last question we have is...
Hold on. No, it's not.
Oh, shoot. Surprise question.
Charlie really likes to jump the gun on this.
I do. I'm
all the time.
Hold the horses.
Everybody has a little bit of a Netflix addiction. Do you watch a lot of Netflix, Summer?
Not anymore.
Okay, well, you used to.
Awkward.
If you could choose one TV show and you could only watch one TV show for the rest of your life, what would it be?
On Netflix?
Or it could be anywhere, really.
Hulu.
For the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably New Girl.
Oh, I was going to say The Bachelor.
Wow. New Girl, that's a good one. I like that one. Mine would probably be The Office because I really resonate with Michael Scott.
I was going to say that, but since you said it, I'll go Scrubs.
Okay. Maybe we should have picked ones that are creating new episodes like New Girl is.
New Girl's done, dude.
Is it over?
It's over.
Oh, my God.
It's on Netflix yet. The new season's not on Netflix yet.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't know that it's over.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely New Girl. Makes me laugh.
Who's that girl? It's Jess.
It's Summer.
She does play Summer in 500 in Summer.
Ooh.
Did not know that. Put that one on the movie list. I'm starting a movie club. I need help. I need help with movies, so yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, now it's time for the famous tattoo question. Summer, if you were to get a tattoo right now, what would you get and where would you put it? And I like to remind everyone, Grant's face is an option.
That sounds like I just got laughed out of the room on that one.
Yeah. Sorry, but I tried to help you.
Thanks, man.
I think I would get... I totally forgot about this question.
I'm a little hurt by that answer.
That's insulting.
I know.
Okay, I would get, like...
Tribal tattoo on the bicep. Smart.
No, something practical, like, a little bit of, like, extra eyebrow or something.
I do. I have seen people with those.
Because I feel like eyebrows are so small, but like eyebrows are so in, and I just am not up with it.
But what if it's not in 10 years?
Oh, that's true. That's a great point.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of face tats, so good job.
Get the inner lip tat.
Always tired. Post Malone.
Just eye black.
Yeah.
All right, we have a fun game for you here. So we had to quit the spelling bee for the time being. Charlie got too good at spelling, so we got to dumb him down a little bit. We are starting. We'll give you a list of skills. So we'll name a skill, and then you tell us whose skill it is, whether it's Charlie's or my own. And then, yeah, that's actually it. That's the whole game.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that. Yeah, that's the game.
That's the game. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
First one is, I can swing a golf club, left-handed. Sorry, I said that wrong. I can swing a left-handed golf club.
There we go.
I can swing a left-handed golf club. Grant.
Ooh, that's right.
Okay, next one. I am a mediocre typer.
You.
Yeah.
Damn.
I type really fast, but I make lots of mistakes.
Well, you have to be able to spell.
Yeah, I just go for it. I don't hesitate, though. On words I don't know, I don't hesitate.
Really go for that spell check.
Uh-huh. Okay, next one is, I am good at singing in the shower. Dang, 3 for 3.
This is unreal.
Uh-oh. Okay, next one is, I am good at snowboarding.
Oh. Grant.
Damn.
This is good.
We think we're a mystery, but we're not.
I was so, like, we're like, oh, this is a good one. Okay, next one is, I am a good rock, paper, scissors player.
Shit.
It's all about getting in the opponent's head.
Unbelievable.
And then it's game over. Okay.
Couple, can I shoot 5 for 5?
We have a couple more here.
Oh, okay.
I am a good navigator.
Grant.
Oh, my God. How? This is unbelievable.
6 for 6 with one more to go. 6 for 6 with one more to go. Last one. I am good at talking to girls.
Grant.
No, that's false. Neither of us.
Yeah, we put that one as it's neither one of our skills.
Okay, back
to
Grant saying that.
Charlie, she didn't seem to hesitate on that one.
No, I feel a little hurt. I'm not going to lie.
All right, that's fair.
There we go.
Fair enough.
That seems like a good way to end that one right there.
Summer, we appreciate you for coming on. Happy birthday, and enjoy your day on Thursday.
Okay, thank you. You mean Wednesday?
No, Thursday. Thursday's the start of summer.
Oh, right. Okay, thank you.
Bye. All
right,
that was Summer Ellefson. Great, great guest, great friend.
Apparently she knows our skills really well.
I was a little disappointed.
I thought we had some tricky ones in there.
I thought we did too. Navigation, I really thought I was going to get her, but...
I suck at directions.
Yeah, I know.
But I try to hide it.
All right, what do you say we do a little product endorsement?
Ooh, I'd love to. Let's do it.
Yeah? What's our product going to be today?
Let's go printers.
Printers?
Printers.
Okay.
You go first.
Printers. I'm terrible.
Printers, because the pictures speaks 1,000 words.
Oh, that's a good one. Printers, get that off your computer.
I had one. Printers, take a picture, it'll last longer.
Oh, I like it. Printers... because it's the only time to keep a cannon in your house?
Way too long.
Yeah, you're right.
Printers, but I'm out of ink.
Ooh. Printers, you guys printers, made me
you
ink.
You made me ink!
Brainstorming.
I was done right there.
I can think of a lot of ones I don't want to say.
Printers, it's like magic.
Ooh.
Because how do they work? How do they work? I mean, it just goes.
That is true. Yeah, it just like kind of sprays it on there.
Yeah.
Printers, but not 3D. I like that one.
Sure, I'll give it to you. Going off that way, like.
God, oh, this is bad radio.
Printers, because life's in color. I don't know.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Printers, it's not all black and white.
Yeah, there we go. That's
it. Yeah, that's it. I got away with words.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote. Well, no. Printers, it's not all black and white. We expect any of you paper executives or whatever that are listening to, you know, give us a little cut on that one.
I want some royalties.
Yeah. Trademarked.
Trademark, Peter Bobby, number one.
All right. So, Charlie, I got to ask. You watch The Bachelor, right?
I do.
All right. I've never seen The Bachelor. I watched one episode, I should say. One episode, that was it. Well, that was The Bachelorette, actually, so it doesn't really count.
Well, this is also The Bachelorette season, so.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever it is. A Bachelorette, I guess. Sorry. Tell us how pinch something. Anyway, you have some descriptions because you don't know any of the guys' names, but you,
no,
have some,
really,
you, have some, you have some descriptions really, of the guys.
Yeah, so I have names for them, my own names for them. There's this one guy who has really long curly hair.
Uh-huh.
I call him Jesus.
Jesus? Like long curly, is he white?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus could have been really any color.
It's strictly because of the hair, dude.
Okay, just hair. That makes hair. Sense. Makes sense. Yeah. Do you have a beard? Does he have a beard?
Yeah.
He does? Otherwise, yeah. If he didn't have a beard, it'd be more of like a Fabio look. That's what I imagine, you know?
It's curly hair, though. Fabio's got like slow, luscious hair.
True. All right. I digress.
Okay. Next one is Flat Earth Guy, because the guy's just a straight dummy.
Does he think the Earth's flat?
He thinks the Earth's flat.
Oh, my God.
So he's Flat Earth Guy.
Oh, my God.
I don't associate with people like that.
No. Kyrie Irving.
I associate with him. Okay. there's two football players. Professional football players or ex-professional football players. Some combination of the both. I don't know. I call him football player number one and football player number two.
Oh, nice.
It's really easy, though, because football player number one got cut. So.
Oh, he's gone? He was number one out.
Number two. Number two
still in.
Remember from Scrubs? Did you watch Scrubs? I watch Scrubs,
yeah. Not a whole lot, so. The reference goes above my head.
Hey, number one. Well, anyway, Scrubs fans out there, though. There's Chicken Boy.
Chicken Boy. Does he own chickens? Or does he look like one?
He wore a chicken suit on the first day.
That's bold.
Yeah, so now he's Chicken Boy. He fell out of the top bunk of his bunk bed and, like, hit his face and, like, broke his face.
Oh, God. Don't they have bars that hold you up? I thought that's...
He said he was used to sleeping on a king.
Okay, so he's a ritzy boy, too.
He's a chicken boy.
That's a chicken boy. I like it.
And last one, I call him Grease Lightning because he's got the slicked back hair.
Really? Ooh. Is it does it look good or...
Greasy. Yeah, it's greasy. But I don't know if it's like supposed to be greasy, but he's Grease Lightning.
Do you think you could get a pencil stuck on it? Like if you threw a pencil at it, it would just stick and...
Just like target practice, throwing darts.
It doesn't have to like slide into his hair. Just hit it, and it's not going. It's like stick up.
It'd be more like a slide. It'd slide in.
Slide in. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, he's like you can see where like he uses his hands to like put it back.
I've never been a big fan of that look.
Well, neither have I. Those alleys are there.
Interesting.
Yeah. So those are some. That's a little insight into my brain.
All right, and that's the Bachelor.
Bachelor talk.
That's it. That's all I needed. Yeah. Let's close her down here with some good quotes. What do you say, Chuck?
Let's do it.
What do you got?
Never argue with stupid people. They will drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. Mark Twain.
Oh, that's a good one. I almost gave a Mark Twain quote. Not the exact same quote, but a Mark Twain quote. But I won't.
He's got a couple book quotes.
He's got a lot of books. I got one from a book I just finished, Gentleman of Moscow. But art
in the book?
Yeah, thanks, man. But art is the most unnatural minion of state. Not only is it created by fanciful people who tire of repetition even more quickly than they tire of being told what to do, it's also vexingly ambiguous.
I agree. I agree.
It's a pretty good one.
Ambiguity.
Ambiguous. Yeah, fanciful. I almost tripped over that word.
Fanciful.
Fanciful.
You need to have a cocktail with your pinky up on that one.
Could I get some more tea, please?
It's like my fanciful piece of art on the wall.
Could I get some more tea, please?
Fanciful. Tea and crackers. Tea and cookies.
Some crumpets. All right, that's enough. thanks everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Deuces.